Let's check sports locally first. Lots of high school track and field last night. The Council Bluffs Boys Invitational held last night. It was Sergeant Bluff Luton winning with 131 points. Glenwood in that track and field meet with 96 points was the runner-up. Lewis Central third with 93. Also, Atlantic placing sixth overall as they had 46 points. Among some of the local individual finishers in the 100-meter dash, Gage Clay of AHSTW placing third in that race. Clay also was second in the 200-meter dash last night. For Atlantic, Grant Reed, the winner, in the 110 hurdles. Also for Atlantic, Jackson Eden, a third-place finish in the 1,600 meters. Phoenix Shadden was fifth. In the 3,200, Dalton Fisher of AHSTW placing fourth overall. Also for AHSTW, AJC was fourth in the discus event last night. Nick Foss of Harlan was the winner of the long jump last evening. In the 4x1, AHSTW placing fourth. Also in the 4x2, Atlantic was third, AHSTW was fourth. In the 4x4, Atlantic had a fifth place finish. In the 4x8, Harlan's team was third, Atlantic was fourth. Also last night in the shuttle hurdle relay, Atlantic had a second place finish. Also Atlantic with a fourth place finish in the sprint medley relay event last night in Council Bluffs. Also in girls track and field last night at the Ram Relays, it was Abraham Lincoln winning with 124 points to edge Glenwood, who had 121, and Harlan with 120. Logan Magnolia with a 104 total was fourth. Atlantic placed eighth overall. They had 40 points. Among the individual finishes for Atlantic last night, Charity Williams, sixth place in the 100-meter dash event. Also, Lexi Friend had a fifth-place finish in the 400-meter event last night for Atlantic. In the high jump, Alexis Brockman has a fourth-place finish last night for the Atlantic girls in that track and field meet. Also last night, the Tri-Center girls hosting a track invitational. Denison wins it with 145 points. Trainer with 128 was second. Underwood, Tri-Center, Carroll round out the top five. There were 11 teams in all. Among the winners, Michaela Olson of Trainer took the 100-meter dash. The 200-meter dash, Jessica Norman of Missouri Valley. Ellie Mendlick of Denison wins the 400 meters. Mendlick also the 800-meter champ. Sunday Faya of Denison wins the 100-meter hurdles. Joanna Topham of Griswold wins the 1,500 meters. Tori Castle of Trainer took the 3,000 title. J.C. Schumann of AHSTW wins the 400-meter hurdles. Lauren Shapcott of Underwood took the discus. Sunday Faya of Denison, the high jump. Brooklyn Hunt of Tri-Center, the long jump winner. Carroll's Ashley Onken wins the shot put. In the 4x1, Trainer the champion. Trainer also took the 4x200-meter relay title. Denison wins the 4x4 and the 4x8. Shuttle hurdle relay also goes to Denison, as did the sprint medley relay. Trainer took the distance medley relay title last night in Tri-Center's meet. Also at the Underwood Eagle relays last night, it was Trainer winning that boys' meet with 132 points. Underwood second with 109. Missouri Valley third with 66. Griswold with 65. And Audubon with 64. Round out the top five teams. Among the champs last night, Caleb Clare of Heartland Christian wins the 100-meter dash. The 200-meter title goes to Brett Daly of Trainer. Also the 400-meter champ, Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley. David Thompson of Griswold takes the 800 meters. Tyler Fries of Underwood wins the 110 hurdles. Also, Trey Castle of Trainer, the 1,600-meter champ. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer wins the 3,200 meters. Preston Davis of West Harrison wins the 400-meter hurdles. Brandon Magnuson of Underwood is the discus champ. Zachary Benedict of Sydney wins the high jump. Brett Daly of Trainer took the long jump. Drake Johnson of Logan Magnolia, the champ, in the shot put. In the 4x100-meter relay last night, it was Griswold, it was Tri-Center winning that meet. Also in the 4x200-meter, Tri-Center was the champion there. Trainer took the 4x4. Underwood wins the 4x8. Audubon, the shuttle hurdle relay champ. Tri-Center wins the sprint medley, and Trainer takes the distance medley championship last night in that meet. Also up at Guthrie County, the Lady Charger Invitational was held. It was Panorama winning with 144 points. PCM with 128 second. Adair Casey Guthrie Center was third with 122 points. Nottoway Valley and West Central Valley round out the top five. Among the champs, Savannah Fuller of ACGC wins the 100-meter event. 200 champion goes to Savannah Fuller of ACGC. Also last night in the 400-meter dash, Devin Kemble of Panorama, the champ. West Central Valley's Kristen Culp wins the 100-meter hurdles. Kate Crawford of ACGC wins the 1,500. Kristen Ives of PCM, the 3,000. J.C. Voss of PCM, the 400-meter hurdle champ. Earlham's Kennedy Morris wins the discus. Morgan Jonk of Panorama, the high jump. Cassidy Bramer of Panorama wins the long jump. ACGC's Madison McDermott wins the shot put event. In the relays, Panorama takes the 4x1. ACGC wins the 4x2, Panorama the 4x4, and ACGC the 4x8. PCM took the shuttle hurdle relay title. Panorama wins the sprint medley crown, while PCM championed the distance medley relay last night at Guthrie Center. In high school golf last night, or yesterday, it was the Lewis Central Invitational over at Fox Run and Council Bluffs. Atlantic is the team champion as the boys shot 297, good enough for a first place win. Glenwood at 303 and Shenandoah 319 were the top three teams in that meet yesterday. Kyle Summers of Creston, the individual medalist, shooting a 72, just edging Zach Stork of Atlantic, who also shot 72 for runner-up honors. Ryan Ruzick of Shenandoah, third with a 73. Also for Atlantic, Matt Gearhart posted a 74. Jake Olson, a 75. Ben Reno and Kyle Reno each shot 76 yesterday. Nate Gifford, 80, to help out the Atlantic boys' effort in that meet. At the Philly Golf Invitational in Shenandoah yesterday, it was Shenandoah winning the team title with a 371. Sioux City East, 398, was second. Clarinda, third. Harlan, fourth. Southwest Iowa, fifth in that meet. Individual champion was Creston's Ashton Carter, who shot 83. Her teammate, Sophia Gromitas, shot 84 and was the runner-up in that meet yesterday. Also in boys' golf, Clarinda edging Griswold, 156 to 180. Carlton Ron of Clarinda with a 32 was medalist. Marty Pelzer of Griswold shot 39 and was the runner-up. Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center, 157 to 170. Also in girls' golf, Tri-Center over Logan Magnolia, 216 to 253. In boys' tennis yesterday, it was Harlan over Audubon 9-0. Red Oak beat Southwest Valley 8-1. Shenandoah over Abe Lincoln 7-2. Girls golf action yesterday, or girls tennis rather, saw Shenandoah beat Abe Lincoln 9-0. Red Oak over Southwest Valley 9-0. And Harlan over Audubon 9-0. In high school girls soccer, Glenwood over Harlan 2-0. Abe Lincoln beat Trainer 5-0. Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, ACGC beat Knoxville 1-0. Also in boys soccer, it was Harlan over Glenwood 4-0 and Trainer 4-0 over Nottoway Valley. In baseball yesterday, Jason Vargas carried a shutout into the eighth inning. The Royals finally generated some early offense, and Kansas City held on to beat Oakland 3-1 Thursday night, snapping an eight-game skid against the A's. Elsewhere in the American League, Minnesota beat Detroit 11-5, Texas over the Angels 8-3, the White Sox beat Cleveland 10-4, Yankees over Tampa Bay 3-2, Baltimore beat Toronto 2-1. In interleague play, Boston over Pittsburgh 4-3. In the National League, it was the Cubs over the Dodgers 4-0. Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 5-1. The Mets beat Miami in 16 innings 9-8. Colorado over San Francisco 3-1. In Pacific Coast League baseball, Iowa beat New Orleans 5-2. Omaha 3-0 over Round Rock. St. Louis Cardinals say Hall of Fame outfielder Lou Brock was recently diagnosed with bone cancer. The 77-year-old Brock was supposed to appear at a Busch Stadium event on April 25th, but that has been canceled while he is undergoing treatment for multiple myeloma. His left leg was amputated below the knee in late 2015 because of an infection caused by complications with diabetes. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes more than 15 years ago and has worn a prosthesis since that amputation to throw out the occasional ceremonial first pitch at Cardinal games. Brock, who was elected to the Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility in 1985, says he and his wife Jackie are thankful for the support that they have received. Iowa quarterbacks coach Ken O'Keefe says the battle to become the Hawkeyes' new signal caller may not be decided until fall camp. O'Keefe says it's neck and neck between junior Tyler Wiegers and sophomore Nathan Stanley as they battle to replace C.J. Beathard under center.
I have no idea how far, you know, it will go or when somebody separates, totally from, from the group. But competition is never bad. It'll only help us. They're both sharp guys. The ability to learn and process is pretty good. It's just a matter of getting reps and being able to react to how you process that, is probably going to be the thing that, that separates people in the end.
O'Keefe says both quarterbacks have had to deal with some changes that followed a shakeup in the coaching staff on offense, and both have a long way to go. He says footwork and quick release are two of the factors that will decide who wins that job. Iowa's spring game is April 21st. first. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.